lower class Mexican.
Peon?
Huh?
They call him peon.
Is that insulting? Or does it just mean laborer?
Well, peon means it just like a slave, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether it would be insulting or not. It's according to, if he was a little bit better class and call him that, he wouldn't appreciate it. But
what about the term pachuco?
Pachuco?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. In the younger generation, they don't seem to mind it, but
What is it?
Pachuco to you? Pachuco to me is a man that is a young kid that's got has the long hair and the old,
mm-hmm.
more or less like our
hippies,
uh-huh. more or less like our hippies.
Is he kind of wild or
troublemaker? Yes, he's mm-hmm. Supposed to be. They always in getting into some kind of trouble or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Do you ever hear them called just Chuk?
What?
Chukes?
No.
Pachucos?
Uh-uh.
What about them? Someone who's, well, of Mexican descent, but can't really communicate well in either Spanish or English. You'd call him a...
I guess I'd call him a misfit, wouldn't
uh-huh.
you?
What about the term pocho? Pocho? P-O-C-H-O?
No, I've never used
uh-huh.
that. I don't know it.
What are some other terms that people would use around here that would be pretty insulting?
To
Mexicans or just to anyone?
To anyone? Uh-huh. Well, you say low count,
mm-hmm.
no count, low down, bastard or something like
mm-hmm.
that. Well, that would be very insulting. Or
what about for Anglos? What terms for Anglos are there?
Well, that would be one of them. And
what, is Anglo just a neutral term? Do you...
Anglo to me is like myself. I'm an Anglo, and the other one, the Mexican, they are he's a Mexican, I suppose, or a Latin.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to going a lot now toward the Latin,
mm-hmm.
wanting to be called Latins.
What about the term of pendejo?
Pendejo?
Uh-huh.
Well, that means somebody that doesn't know anything, kind of ignorant.
Mm-hmm. Is it very insulting? Or?
No, it isn't very insulting. I tell you were ignorant, you wouldn't.
Uh-huh.
But be too badly insulted, you know.
Uh-huh.
Of course. If I were angry or something like that, it might be, would always put a word or something in front of it.
Uh-huh.
And that way.
And say if it was kind of icy outside, you'd say, it's hard to walk out there. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I...
Fell.
I didn't fall, but I slipped and I like to...
Like to have fallen.
Uh-huh. Do you use that expression much, like to have?
Well, some.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And someone's waiting for you to get ready to go someplace and calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon. You say, I'll be with you in...
I'll be with you. I'll be ready in a few minutes.
Or in just
a second.
Mm-hmm.